Hey friends, this is your host, Mindy Duff, and you're listening to Uplevel Your Life with Mindy, your number one personal growth podcast that will bring you closer to uncovering your greatest self. As a certified holistic health and nutrition coach, I created this podcast for anyone who desires to improve physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'll be interviewing experts and sharing tips and tricks that have helped not only my clients, but that have guided me on my own transformational journey. I believe that we all have a greatness that lies within. We just need to uncover it. Are you ready to level up? Then let's begin. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Uplevel Your Life with Mindy. I am your host, Mindy Duff, and flying solo today. I just wanted to do an episode today all about vibration. Now, as I'm recording this, it was just a little over a month ago that I actually led a little Facebook group all about, I think it was called Elevate Your Vibe, all dedicated just towards raising your vibration, living in the highest vibe that you can in any given moment. And I just got to thinking about it and I was like, you know, that group, I really enjoyed putting that content out there. And I felt like I needed to do it again already, just in the form of this podcast. So here we are, I guess, is me doing it again. So if you were someone that was in that Facebook group, this is somewhat of a repeat, but instead of thinking of it as a repeat, think of it more as a refresher and a reminder of some things that we can do in our own lives to live our best life. That's what this whole podcast is about, is up-leveling your life, living your best life. That's what I'm here for. So let's just first of all talk about energy. Because to really get behind all the things I'm going to say here, I want us all to be on the same page that everything is energy. This is just, to me, this is science you cannot deny. So the chair that you're sitting on feels very solid, but if we got the most powerful microscope and looked at it, we would see that it's not just a solid piece of something. We have all these little molecules that are bumping around together. It's just the more solid something feels, like this desk or this chair, the more tightly those little molecules are, there's not very much space in between. But there is still space. There's always space. Everything is energy moving around. To add to that, our emotions are also energy. And if that sounds weird to you, just think about it for a little bit, and then it probably won't seem so weird after all. Think about times that you're super, super angry or super, super happy or excited, and think about what that's doing to your physical body. Think about times when you're really, really anxious or worried. What is that doing in your body? So everything's energy, everything's shifting, everything's moving. I just wanted us to be kind of on the same page on that to begin with, because now I'm going to start talking about vibration. And different people will use different words, but it's my podcast, so I'm going to use vibration because I want to. So when we talk about vibration, everything is vibrating at a certain frequency, even you right now. And the frequency that you're vibrating at this very second is probably different than the frequency that you were vibrating at when you first woke up this morning. It's going to be different than that time you walked into a surprise party. It's changing constantly. But what we want in our lives, what most of us desire, is to be vibrating at a high frequency, because that's when you feel good. That's, again, we can measure frequency. We can measure, I think I've shared this on a podcast fairly recently, so I'll just briefly mention it. There was a scientific study where they were able to isolate the vibrations of different emotions, and they discovered that it's not love. Love is, like, I thought love was at the top of the list, but actually authenticity, when you're fully feeling in your own, who you are and living that out, that's when you're vibrating the highest. As you can imagine, when you're feeling fearful, that's towards the bottom. That's, in fact, that's generally considered to be the very lowest that you could vibrate. And think for just a second about the differences in how you would feel if you were very, very fearful about something. Let's say that you've encountered some financial difficulties and it's just really stressing you out. That doesn't feel good, does it? Maybe you have a loved one who's ill and you're very concerned about their health. Maybe you've recently received a diagnosis. So now your person is vibrating at a very low frequency because of these emotions that you're experiencing. And then on the flip side, think about a time when you did feel love. I know for me, I like to think about hugging my kids. When I'm hugging my kids and there's nothing else that I'm preoccupied with, I'm just in that moment. That's when I really can radiate those warm feelings of love. So that's when you're vibrating the highest, or almost the highest, like I said, when we're living authentically, and that's the highest. That is, I think, a harder one to just sit and imagine, what does that feel like? And if you can, go for it. That's amazing. I think love is a little easier to reach for because we can experience that every day if we choose to. So the higher the frequency, the higher your vibe is going, the better you're going to feel. Now, I am not suggesting that we all want to live in this Pollyanna world where we're all just vibrating at the frequency of love or higher 24/7. I don't think that's feasible. I don't think that's the point of life here on Earth. But I do think that the point is we don't want to feel bad because it doesn't feel good to feel bad. So we want to try and feel the best that we can in any given moment. So something that I would suggest that all of you do is hop on Google. Not yet. I guess you can if you're listening to this on something else. But hop on Google and search up emotional guidance scale. And sometimes you might have to put in Abraham Hicks emotional guidance scale. Now, you can get behind Abraham Hicks and what that's all about, or you can say that's just a bunch of baloney. I don't care. I don't care at all where you stand on your beliefs about Abraham Hicks. But I do want you to look up this emotional guidance scale because I feel like it has been such a game changer for me. In fact, it helps with my parenting and it helps day-to-day life. And I keep saying this, I need to just go do it. You can buy a printout of these on Etsy. I mean, so many people make them. You can find a beautiful one that fits your home aesthetic and hang it up in your wall so that you can see it every single day. So if you aren't in a position to Google this right now, let me just briefly explain what this emotional guidance scale is. It's essentially, and when I was explaining, you know, the highest frequency is love, the lower or authenticity, the lowest is fear. And then there's just a whole range of emotions in between. So the emotional guidance scale shows you kind of in order, I guess. And they're usually like pretty and color coded or whatnot, which I enjoy. But if you are all the way at the bottom on fear, that feels miserable. And we want to feel better. So then we think, okay, I guess I just have to feel love. Well, guess what? That is a giant leap, because think of all the emotions that you can experience between fear and between love or living authentically. There's just a whole mess of them. And so it's too far to expect that you're going to jump all the way from fear to love in just like 1 second. It's just not going to happen. It's too much, particularly if you have a lot of momentum going behind whatever issue it is that you're concerned about that's caused you the fear in the first place. So for example, again, to use the example of financial difficulties. So let's just say that you are in some major hot water and you don't know what you're going to do. Yeah, you could sit there and try and invoke some feelings of love, but it's probably just going to seem too far of a reach. It's not going to feel like you can get there. But what you might find is if you sit there for a little bit of time and you've got this overwhelming anxiety and fear that's kind of all encompassing, you might start to feel anger. So maybe you're angry at your boss because they didn't give you the raise that you needed. Maybe you start to feel anger at a bank. Maybe you start to feel anger at XYZ, fill in the blank, somebody that owed you money, never paid you back. Okay. So anger, we think, well, I don't want to feel anger. That doesn't feel good either. Nope, it doesn't. But guess what? It's higher up on this darn chart than the fear is. So if you can move yourself up from the fear and start to feel anger, that's actually an improvement. Doesn't quite seem like it in our logical mind, because we want to jump to the sunshine and the rainbows and the unicorns and all that. But you got to just go step by step by step by step until you can get there. It doesn't mean you have to feel every single emotion on the way, but whichever emotion where can you feel? Where can you get to? So if you can't get to, you know, love, maybe you're at anger. And then after a while you're, you know what? I guess this is just my situation. I made my bed. I'm going to lie in it. I know that there's things that I can do to fix it. And you hit contentment. You're still not at the top. You're still not reaching love, but you're feeling at least content with the situation. It is what it is. Here I am. You're no longer fearful. You're not angry. It just is. And then over time, maybe you can get to that feeling of love, or again, authenticity. But it's just you need to start with where you're at and then reach for the next best feeling thought. That's an Abraham Hicks strategy. Something that I tell my kids that, I mean, and I tell myself too, I do this all the time. My kids don't necessarily appreciate it. So if you're trying this, like, know your crowd, I guess. But so when they're in a really bad mood or when I'm in a really bad mood, we play the game of what doesn't suck right now. What doesn't suck? Sometimes you're just in a bad mood because of 100,000 things. So let's say it's not just this one thing that's really bugging you. Maybe it's like 1,000 little things. You just wake up in the morning and ugh, you just don't even want to do anything. Especially this time of year, I think that's really common. We don't see the sun as much. It's cold out if you're in the northern hemisphere, and it's just, you kind of have that blah feeling. So what doesn't suck right now? In fact, I'm going to encourage you right now to think about 5 things this hot second as I'm talking. What doesn't suck? So for me, I am under my heated blanket. That definitely does not suck. So I've got, just like the rest of you, I have a whole mess of things in my life that are not ideal, not the way that I want them. But this electric blanket ain't one of those things. I love my electric blanket. I record, for those of you that don't know, in a basement, and it's chilly down here because it's a basement. But my electric blanket is just one of my favorite things. So warm. So I super love that. What else doesn't suck right now? So maybe it's not something that you love, like your blanket. Maybe it's something that, okay, well, I hate my job, but I guess it's Tuesday, so I only have to go 4 more days. Maybe that's something that doesn't suck. Okay. That's, sometimes you have to start with something like that. That doesn't sound very optimistic. I do love my job, by the way, but that wasn't my real example. But if you have to start somewhere, and the more you start doing this and the more you find things that aren't miserable and terrible, okay, well, I'm not hungry this very second, so I guess that's not miserable. Okay, great. What else isn't miserable? Then you can start reaching for things that, okay, well, and now that I'm thinking about it, this thing is actually, I'm kind of excited to do this today, or this is something that actually is kind of fun. And it gets your brain kind of off of that loop, that continuous loop that's been playing in your brain that says everything's horrible, nobody likes me, life is miserable. It takes effort to break that loop, but it's possible, 100% possible. And once you start doing that, once you start breaking that loop and you start finding those better feeling thoughts, then your whole energy shifts. And then guess what? Your vibration changes and you're feeling better. Okay. It takes conscious effort though. You can't just be in this horrible mood or whatever and then just expect some comedian to show up on your front door and entertain you until you feel better. Like that's not how it works. Don't look externally. It's no one else's job to make you feel better. Just like no one is responsible for you feeling lousy. We like to think that. We like to be the victim. We like to blame it on other people. I have some big situations in my life that, man, I so want to blame somebody else for. I do. I just do. And I think that I probably could. And other people would think it was justified. But guess what? It's my life. I'm a participant in my life. And so therefore, all the things that have happened to me, I am just as much responsible for as anybody else. In fact, I mean, completely more so. So taking that responsibility for your life back, taking that control back, and making conscious efforts to make a shift. If you're in a pretty good mood, it's so easy and it's fun. In fact, I encourage you, if you are listening to this podcast today and you're like, you know what? I actually was having kind of a good day today. Awesome. Capitalize on that. What's so great about it? If you're a journaler, write it down. If you're not a journaler, that's okay. Like when you're driving in your car, write down what was so good today. Why am I in such a good mood? Because you're just kind of stacking the deck in your favor here. So you want, when you're feeling good, it's easier. So make sure that you like spin that wheel even more to create more energy and more momentum. Because when you feel crummy, it takes effort. And it takes the kind of effort that sometimes you don't even want to feel better. I've noticed that it's so much easier to notice things with my kids than it is my own self. But then I think that's part of the lesson of having kids. Then when you see it in them, it is easier to notice it when you're experiencing it yourself. Sometimes it's like they don't even, do you even want to feel better? Like, what is with you? But I have to ask myself that same question. When I'm tired and I'm crabby and I haven't been drinking water and I haven't gotten enough rest and I'm not eating right and whatever else, not moving my body and I feel lousy, do you even want to feel better in this moment? Like, go drink a glass of water for crying out loud, right? Think of something that's not, doesn't suck, and then see if you can raise your vibration. But sometimes when you're really down in it, it's hard. It's hard to get yourself to actually even want to raise that vibration. I don't know why that is. It just is. But just know that you don't have to go from miserable to overjoyed all in just like 3 hot seconds. In fact, don't ever even expect that of yourself. Just see if you can make that slight improvement. And that's where I find that emotional guidance scale to be so, so handy. Now let's talk about some different areas of your life that are affecting your vibe, affecting your vibration. Some of them are going to be kind of obvious. Some might be things that you weren't really thinking of before. So I'm going to start with the physical because, I don't know, I always like to start with the physical. Maybe that's my background as a holistic health and nutrition coach, but we're going to start with your body. Whether you are somebody that's been not vibing so high, or maybe you feel like on top of the world, doesn't matter. This all applies to everyone that's a human on the planet. So your body, how does it feel? How does it feel right now? Actually, take a second and do a really quick body scan. Just start at the top of your head and scan like your face, down your neck, your shoulders. Were your shoulders up by your ears? If they were, drop them down. Scan down your arms, down your torso, down both of your legs, your knees, your feet. How does your physical body feel right now? Are you tired? Did you get enough rest last night? Do you have any aches or pains? Do you have a knot in your stomach? How about your breathing? Are you breathing shallow and quick? Oh, or take a nice deep breath? Or are you breathing nice, big, full, deep breaths? Just taking 10 seconds, I don't care how busy you are, you're breathing all day long. Okay, taking 10 seconds to take just a couple quick, take some nice, slow, deep breaths can be a complete game changer. You can take 2 super deep breaths in the span of 10 seconds and feel way calmer. Okay, and that's something that you don't have to stop. What you're doing, you can. It'd probably be better if you did, but you can just move right along with whatever activities you're doing, taking slower, deeper breaths, and you're going to feel more calm and more centered and more peaceful. So don't underestimate the power of breath throughout your day. I know we've talked about breath work before. I have a whole episode on it. Breath work's super powerful. But you don't have to go to a class or work with a practitioner. You're breathing already, but how are you breathing? Okay. It's going to be beneficial regardless if you're taking slow, deep breaths. Water. Are you watering yourself enough? If you were a plant, would you be dead? Are you overwatering? Are you underwatering? I don't think anybody's overwatering probably, but underwatering is so common. And I am first to admit I'm guilty of underwatering myself chronically. And that comes with a lot of problems. So if you're somebody that is tired often, if you experience brain fog, if you just feel, How much water have you been drinking? That should be like one of your first questions when you're feeling just kind of off. Drink more water. Our bodies are like 80% water. But if you're not drinking enough, then it just causes all kinds of problems. So the more water if you're drinking, the better you feel. Simple formula, take your body weight in half. So if you weighed 100 pounds, that would be 50. You should be drinking 50 ounces of water minimum. That's without being in a hot environment and not working out. If you're in those two things, you need to drink more. Or if you're drinking alcohol, drink more water. Also, the food that you eat. Okay, so we know we should eat healthy foods, vegetables and fruits and things. Okay, this conversation isn't quite about that. Although, yes, I am going to say to eat fruits and vegetables. But your food has a vibration too. It's really easy to remember everything has a vibration. You know this kind of intrinsically. So think about, oh, we'll use the banana up on my counter for for reference. I should have brought it down. So I have one banana that I like to think I'm still going to use. I probably won't. It's way past. There's no way I'm eating this banana plain. It is way past the perfect stage of ripeness for me. I'm one of those, like, the second it stops being green, that's when I want to eat my banana. And then after that, like, it's no good. It's only good for smoothies until it gets more brown than yellow. And when it's more brown than yellow, sometimes I throw them in the freezer still for smoothies later. Usually don't. Usually it goes brown to black to trash can is just what happens. So I have one quasi-brownish black banana on my counter. And I have a new bunch of bananas that I just bought yesterday that are probably, by the time I go upstairs, the perfect stage of ripeness. Like, they were just a smidge green yesterday when I bought them. And I'm just guessing today that they are just the peak of perfection, at least for me and my banana preferences. Now that you have envisioned both of those bananas, which one just looks more appetizing to you? I can easily tell you which one I would go for. The one that is at the peak perfection of ripeness, that just barely not green anymore, golden banana, where when I snap the stem, it just like snaps like a crisp little snap. That brown one is just going to like mush, right? And when I open it, it's just going to be like sticky and mushy, right? Gross. So those two bananas have different vibrations. And I think that we can guess that the vibration of the yellow banana is higher than the vibration of the banana that's brown, mushy, whatever. And we know that because you wouldn't go for the yucky one, the one that's like an hour away from the trash can. You wouldn't go for that one. You go for the good one if you had the choice, right? So these two bananas, one of them has lost a lot of its nutrients just because it's been sitting there too long. One of them has all kinds of nutrients for my body. Guess which one? So the banana that's not rotten, that's just ripe, is the one that's full of the nutrients. So we know this because we don't go to the grocery store and look for the moldy fruit. Where's the stuff that's squishy and soft and almost rotten, if not rotten already? No, in fact, at the grocery store, that stuff doesn't sell and they just toss it out as they find it, fruit that goes bad or vegetables. It's vibrating at a lower frequency. So when you think about this, think about how you literally are what you eat. So do you want to put foods that are vibrating at a low frequency into your body? Okay, some of you I just like internally heard say yes, because chocolate cake is vibrating probably pretty low. Heavily processed foods. Think about that. Heavily processed foods, probably not vibrating at a very high frequency. In fact, they're not. So like a bowl of Cap'n Crunch, no, not going to vibrate as high as a bowl of, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables and maybe some chia seed pudding or whatever it is that you want to have for breakfast. So consider that as you're eating things. What is the vibration of that food? And do you want that to go into your body? So yeah, our physical body, we need sleep, we need water, we need good food, and we need to move it. So that's something that, and I'm not here to tell you to guilt you into like exercising more. Yeah, we know we all know we should be moving our bodies. But let me even just come here to say that sometimes when you're feeling ugh and you just don't know why, movement of your physical body can be something that can shift your energy. If you do know why, if you are experiencing a lot of fear or stress or anxiety because of XYZ in your life, movement of your body can help that ugh energy that's in you kind of get used up and get it out of there. So you can do this by a lot of ways. How many of you are runners and you felt kind of icky and then you went for a run and I feel so much better? Or maybe you're not a runner, you just went for did a workout and just felt the same thing. You can accomplish this with any physical movement. It doesn't have to be a hard workout. Okay, so to keep our bodies healthy, we should be doing quote unquote workouts of some sort at some capacity. But if you're just trying to move that energy, you could go for a walk around the block. And we don't think of that as being like soup. Well, I'm not getting my heart rate. Oh, I don't care about getting your heart rate up necessarily. I'm talking about just moving your body. You can even, if you're driving in the car, I've done this. I did this just the other day. I was worked up about something and I was like kind of mentally over it. Like, okay, I don't really need to think about this anymore, but I could feel it still just bothering me in my body. And so I just shook my hands. And that's something that you can do just even right now. You've got something that's just bugging you. Shake your hands as fast as you can if you feel comfortable doing so, not if you're driving in a car, but you can jump up and down. That's another thing that can just move that energy. Do it with the intention of just moving that energy out of you. Combine that with just 5 deep breaths and holy moly, will you notice a difference in how you feel because you're shifting the energy, you're changing your vibration. So physical body, that's a thing. Okay, that ends part one of this podcast on vibration. Come back next week and get ready for part two.
That's it for today, friends. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. Or even better, leave a review and let me know what resonated with you the most. The more you tell me what you love, the better I'm able to create future episodes with even better content. I'm sending you so much love and light. I'll see you in the next episode.